This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It is a regular Wednesday feature, and it focuses on our environment in Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan. This has been a rather rare winter. Significant snowfall, frigid, sub-zero temperatures on a regular basis, and this you may know. There's been a historic number of snowy owls that have made their way to Washtenaw County. Now, most winters, even the most avid bird watchers, fail to see even one of these Arctic region birds, but they've been appearing now for the past three winters. And this year, the numbers are totally unexpected. Does it mean our climate is changing? Will that have a long-term impact on bird life in Washtenaw County? We'll get some answers for you. My guest today is Mike Kelb, and Mike is a full-time lecturer of biology at Eastern Michigan University. Mike is also the co-author of The Birds of Washtenaw County, a legend among Washtenaw Audubon Society members. He is our resident owl expert, leading owl prowls for over 20 years. And good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, roughly how many snowy owls have been documented in Washtenaw County this winter?
I think there were six. There were three or four, actually, at the peak at Willow Run Airport, which we share with Wayne County.
Sure.
There was one up on Vreeland Road. There was one down around Milan. There was one down around Tecumseh. So they were scattered.
Now, when I say there's historic numbers and then you say there's six, I'm sure there's a lot of people going, well, that's not very many at all, but that's well above average, isn't it?
You know, an average year is zero.
So yes, it's well above average. Yes.
Absolutely. In a good year, we'll have one snowy owl.
Where exactly do they come from?
So it appears that the snowy owls that have invaded the eastern United States are from the areas north of the province of Quebec in Canada. And we think that that population had a very successful breeding season, and they're here now.
I assume whenever there appears to be an unexpected level of migration of the snowy owl, that it is related to the search for food, right?
It is. What happened is they had a successful summer, lots of babies. They could feed them all. Obviously, they ran out of food. The kids have to all get up and leave. If there's not enough food, the adults get up and leave. And these owls have made it all the way through every county in Michigan, Ohio. They're as far south as Texas and Florida. One even made it to Bermuda.
That's amazing.
It is.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and today we're discussing an influx of snowy owls in Washtenaw County, and obviously the lower 48, and the environmental issues that may explain the migration from the Canadian Arctic. So, are there explanations that are ecological in nature? Is this climate change at work, or is it, as you said, just a really good breeding season?
I don't think it is climate change at work. I really think this happens periodically. We see these influxes every few years, every 8 to 10 years. This happens to be a particularly massive influx. I think it's population-driven versus environment-driven.
Are we going to see something similar with an influx of other bird species? Is this going to become a new area for species that were never indigenous to this area at all?
With regards to the winter, no. With regards to global warming, probably. We've seen a number of species move north over the last 100 years, everything from cardinals and mourning doves and turkey vultures. The Carolina wren is a great example. It's a bird that wasn't here 100 years ago. And now, just 5 or 6 years ago in Washtenaw County, there were hundreds of pairs. A winter like this really hurts them because they don't migrate, they don't move, they're sedentary. So we'll see what happens with that. It'll continue over the next period of years as the temperature goes up.
And as a scientist, you are fully on board that climate change has been and continues to happen.
I don't think there's any question that the global temperatures are changing. People can argue why it's changing, but it is. The temperatures are going up, and the ecosystems will change, the insects will change, the plants will change, and so will the birds.
And as those insects and plants change again, that's going to draw in entirely new species to this area simply because that's the food.
Yes.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Again, I'm David Fair, and we're discussing birds and the snowy owls in Washtenaw County this winter. My guest is Mike Kelp. He's a full-time lecturer of biology at Eastern Michigan University and co-author of The Birds of Washtenaw County. Now, can we make any prognostications on what next winter or the few winters after that will bring in terms of avian life coming to Washtenaw County?
Oh, boy. Anytime you go to make predictions, you're automatically going to be wrong. I think we're going to see very few snowy owls for the next 3, 4, 5 years, just because...
Didn't we say that 2 years ago?
We may have. But usually after these big influxes, the breeding population drops, and so we just don't see as many. We're not seeing a lot of normal winter birds this year because the food resources in the far north are extremely abundant. There are a lot of cone crops, the pines, the spruces. There are a lot of seed crops. There are a lot of berry crops. So even in the Upper Peninsula, birds that would normally winter there aren't occurring. That'll change again, too.
As we continue to see this climate change and we get new plant species, new insects, are we going to see an entire change in the ecology of southeast lower Michigan?
An entire change? No. Are we going to see new species appearing? Yes. Will we see species that used to be here disappearing? Yes. There's no way around that.
And what is the impact on humans?
Oh, goodness. I doubt there is any impact on humans other than the fact that we're going to get more insect-borne diseases. Humans, you know, the climate we're in right now was more typical of maybe southern Tennessee, northern Georgia 100 years ago. So I don't think that'll bother us too much.
We're pretty adaptive.
We are. And we're going to see our heating bills go down. We're going to see our air conditioning bills go up.
What are you looking for in your study of the snowy owls over the next few years in Michigan, both in the northern part of the state and down here?
Essentially, we'll see fewer and fewer over the next couple of years. Typically, in the winter in the UP, it's not hard to find a snowy owl if you drive enough roads and know where to look for them. I think it might be a little more difficult. Other than that, I don't see much change going on.
So if you were to characterize bird life in Washtenaw County right now, how would you do that in a paragraph?
I would say the bird life in Washtenaw County right now is excellent. We have all of the northern birds that are still around. In the summer, we'll have southern birds. We have a nice mix of bird life in Washtenaw County. They'll remain stable for years into the future because the county has very good ecosystems. We have good, nice forests. We have nice everything. One thing we don't see a lot of are shorebirds, but we don't have a lot of shorebird habitat. But we do. We see a lot of good birds.
And is there something we should be on the lookout for that could create an instability in that healthy system for the birds?
Development. I think, fortunately, the majority of development in Washtenaw County over the years has been fairly well done. There are times where, you know, we don't want to see clear cuts. We don't want to see fields completely destroyed. And it happens periodically. Human impact will have to do with the development of the ecosystem.
Mike, thank you so much for your time. I wish we had more time to talk, but it's certainly been enlightening for the time we did share.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks a lot.
That is Mike Kelp. He is a full-time lecturer of biology at Eastern Michigan University, and you can pick up his book. It's called The Birds of Washtenaw County. You've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment, and I'm David Fair. The weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.